Like we do for all 82 regular season Toronto Maple Leaf games and all playoff games. Yes, Leafs Nation postgame. Gord Stellick, Mark Savard on Sportsnet590.ca. And I'll tell you something. It is joy in Leaf Nation tonight. A 2-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins. They take a 3-2 lead in their best 4 out of 7 series. Gord Stellick with you. Mark Savard joining from Boston. And Savvy, obviously want to talk about the game. But first of all, obviously for you, congratulations. We're all really happy for you. This was a nice piece of a journey that had been uncompleted. And I know it meant a lot, a very emotional night for you to go back there.
Yes, it was for sure. And, you know, I think the Bruins fans and the Bruins organization, it was a very special night for not only me, but my family. And you know, obviously I've been through a lot. I haven't been in the building since really 2011 when we won the Stanley Cup. So emotional night, you know, there were some tears coming there. I could barely hold them off, but a very special night in Boston for myself and my family, as I said.
Well, like you said, and you've said it well, once a Bruin, always a Bruin, but also your heart with the Toronto Maple Leafs as well on the professional side. So a little bit of both, and, you know, we call it the walk to the subway. If you're back here, I'm sure you're going to walk out and enjoy or have some people over, some old teammates and friends in Boston. But what are you talking about after the game tonight that really was a nail-biter, to say the least?
Well, you know, a really great night for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They really, I would say, bored this crowd and just played a great road game. It would be one of those regular season road games where they just kind of did everything they needed to do to keep the crowd noise down and really, you know, put their best foot forward. I think their game plan, whatever Mike Babcock set, was played to perfection tonight. They really did a great job limiting scoring chances, shutting down the Bruins' power play, and, I mean, deservingly so. They had a great game, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and, you know, I'm proud of them. They really came in here and played a heck of a game, and that's why they're up 3-2 now in the series.
Yeah, you know, interesting types of things. There were 3 penalty calls initially, all against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Well, Mitch Marner's couldn't be debated because it was a delay of game penalty. Then you have a interesting, controversial, maybe to a degree, video review on Austin Matthews' goal. Then late, when the War Room calls for a review of an offside that, again, looked like it go either way, but is upheld for the Boston Bruins. And I don't know what the sense was there. Obviously, that they wouldn't be happy about some, but would be happy about the others. But there were some significant decisions being made out there.
There really were. And you know, and that's why they do this stuff. The video replay, they go right to Toronto. They're able to look at all different angles, and they're able to get it right. And I was here live, and I thought the Tuukka interference on Hyman, it wasn't enough to make a difference in the goal. I think that no matter what, Muzzin made a great, great fake shot play there that really bit everybody in the building, including myself. And he found Matthews, who had a great evening. I know he only played 18 minutes, which I usually complain about, but he was +2 tonight, and he was a big factor in this hockey game. He had a couple run-ins with Chara, and I enjoyed his presence tonight. But again, you know, this is still a long series. I know the Bruins are in a little bit of shock right now, not being able to get anything done tonight. But, I, you know, as we said before, I still said it's going to go 7, and I still got that feeling. But, again, Toronto fans back home can be the difference. And maybe I need to wave the flag in Toronto to make the big difference. But I'm getting chirped down here already for that. But all in all, a great effort from the Toronto Maple Leafs. They should be happy about themselves.
Hey, you're not getting chirped that people understand it, so understand that. Okay, first and foremost. And also, Leaf fans, they had a Raptor win as well, so the ones down in Leaf Square, they were nail-biters to the end in both cases, so they had a couple of playoff wins, Savvy, that way. You know, the Austin, when they showed the replay about the bump on Tuukka Rask, what comes into play? Like, you're watching, you're trying to analyze the bump and when it happens or not, or if it does. And then later, when you see one, that you see the puck's already in the net. I mean, that's a deciding factor, too, that whenever the bump did or didn't happen, actually, the puck had already been wired behind Tuukka Rask, basically.
Exactly, Gord. And you have the biggest brain of all of us. So you know when you say that's what happened. And no matter what, in that situation, he's not making that save. That's a great play, and it's in the back of the net, like you said, before he can even react. So, yeah, the little bump by Hyman, but is he really going to get there? That's such a great feed and a one-timer by Matthews. It's in the back of the net before anybody can move. So I think the league made the right call there. You know, I know Bruins fans weren't happy with it here in the building. And it was a ruckus crowd early. I mean, this is a great building. You can just feel the electricity. And I wish Toronto could adapt to that too and bring that emotion, because it, you know, I know Toronto won tonight, but it really makes a huge difference in the feeling in the arena for the home team. But Toronto, I give them credit, man. They came in here and they played a great hockey game, and I mean they have a huge opportunity here, and Freddie was phenomenal tonight. If he can go home on Sunday, I think it's afternoon, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'd let you know. I don't even know yet.
It is.
But it is. Okay, that'll be a fantastic atmosphere on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, it should be, and as well. Now, you've been one of the experts at predicting empty net goals as well, and Zach Hyman has had a ton of them, but boy, oh boy, that could have been a costly miss. That just showed a little bit about a guy who plays well under pressure, but still the pressure of the waning moments and that icing call at the end.
Well, yeah, and that could have been a huge moment in the game, and like you said, Zach Hyman's been money for those empty netters this season, and unfortunately that one didn't pan out, and the Bruins took advantage of it, and it could have proved costly, but it didn't. And you know, and I think a great story being missed. You know, Muzzin last night, I could just imagine the emotions. I've been there, you know, having a child the other night, and then, you know, really playing on not much gas, but you know, that emotion of having your child. And And then coming in tonight and just having a heck of a hockey game, really. He really played a solid game, you know, shut down that Bergeron line again and did a great job on the penalty kill. And it makes probably one of the better plays in the series so far, if you ask me. And seeing it live, it was just a heck of a play. So congratulations to him and his family on having their child and him playing a heck of a game. He's got to be feeling great about himself right now.
Leafs Nation postgame, Gord Stellick in Toronto. Mark Savard joining us from Boston. A 2-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins. What Muzz showed on that too, Mark, it was that quite often we've been saying, we shoot the puck. He's got a great shot. He's passed off a couple of times. But that was almost like what Brad Marchand did in game one. That great no-look pass-off that was a beauty.
Yeah, and like you said, he looked like he sold everybody in the building on a shot there, and that's why I believe that Toronto looked at it the same way, that it was just a great play, and Tuukka wasn't going to get there. So an awesome play, a good fake shot. We all know he has that bomb, so you got to respect that, and I think that's what happened. You've seen Hyman in front of the net. Hyman moved towards the shooter because he knew that Muzzin had that big shot, and when he drew everybody towards him, he found a wide-open, probably the dangerous guy in the series right now with 4 goals in his last 3 games, Austin Matthews, and really was a difference maker tonight. So it's going to be a tall task for the Bruins going up to Toronto, and I'm looking forward to covering it with all you guys.
We just looked at each other the other night. It was 5-2 for the Bruins and just said, boy, what a lackluster third period had been until then. You mentioned it, how important it was, the way the Leafs finished the game and started the game based on how they finished last game number 4.
Yeah, it was huge, and I thought we talked about that, like you said, the other night, that the way they played, you know, they didn't give up. They battled right to the buzzer, and it really, I think it made them a lot more confident coming up here into Boston and able to get the job done. Because I'm telling you, I mean, I've been around Boston for a long time, and obviously I played here for a long time, and the atmosphere here, it's not a pleasant one for a visiting team. And the way Toronto was able to play tonight in a huge, huge Game 5, was really my, I tip my hat to them. I mean, there's no other words for it, because it was ruckus outside. It was an amazing atmosphere to be inside the building. And obviously I waved the flag, like you said earlier. It was just a really emotional moment, and the crowd was just phenomenal. So, you know, you got to tip your hat to the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. They played a fantastic road game, and they earned every minute of this win tonight.
Okay, so on the other side for the Boston Bruins, you take a look at tonight, they get that goal late, and then, oh my goodness, 1.2 seconds left, faceoff on the offensive zone, and they get a shot on Freddie.
Oh, yeah, the Marchand shot there, you know, and up here on Nesson, they were playing that, I don't know if you remember, early in the year in overtime, just before overtime, I believe it was, with 1 second on the clock, Kopitar won a draw this year to Toffoli. And he scored on Tuukka Rask. I think everybody remembers that one. And they were showing that one on Nesson before the faceoff to let everybody know that there's a possibility that the Bruins can do this with 1.2 seconds, I believe it was. And Marchand gets that shot off. But Freddie, again, answers the call as he did all night.
So that's the key, what the Leafs did in game number 4. I'm saying, if you're looking at a positive side for the Boston Bruins, that's what they have to take for game number 5.
They do. They got to come out and play the same two-way game they did shut down the Bruins' power play, try and stay out of the box as much as they can. And Freddie's got to be Freddie. He can't be normal, as we saw in Game 4. He has to really, you know, stand tall. Not that they gave a lot of great opportunities to the Bruins tonight. You got to give that defense core credit. And even Nikita Zaitsev moving the puck well. I've been hard on him this series, but he really had another great game. He's played, you know, three of five good games, and he's been a big difference when he does play well. So I think they got to look to bring the same, you know, emotion to the next game at home. And I think a big, big factor will be the Toronto crowd. Can they bring it? You know, if the Leafs score early or something goes wrong early, can they keep the momentum up in the building and be that seventh player for the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Now, it was a 0-0 game, really, for over 50 minutes. But when you talk about the Leafs playing a great road game, what especially impressed you that they did tonight?
Well, I just think sticking to the game plan. You know, they never really took any risk. They were fine with the tie game on the road. I think all four lines chipped in. Moore had some great shifts. I think they had the better of the opportunities, the scoring chances. If you ask me, they had the better scoring chances. The Leafs, the Bruins didn't generate much offense. They didn't generate a lot of great scoring chances. And then when Freddie was called on, he was solid and really gave up no rebound chances tonight, which I thought was a great thing. So I think if they can bring that same game plan to the next game, run all four lines as they did, and continue to silence the Bruins, you know, offense, I think they're going to be successful in Game 6 as well.
You know, Mark, I didn't see the overmatching of lines either by Mike Babcock tonight. It, you know, for a road game, I didn't notice this as much. And a lot of times that's the flow of the game and the fluidity from the team, but I like when I don't see that.
Yeah, we're both on the same page there. We've been adamant about that all season long. I didn't notice it as much. I saw a couple of opportunities, and they were good changes, though, by the bench. Face-offs outside the zone right by the Leafs bench where they made some quick changes, which was fine with me. But I haven't seen the stats. You're going to be able to look at them. I don't know how many times Austin Matthews on the ice, off the ice, but he played 18 minutes, and he played a really, really solid 18 minutes. So I think moving forward, if they can get everybody involved, and I know the Marchand line played a lot of ice time, I'd be excited. I'd be anxious to see how much they played. I want to say Marchand had to be up around 24 minutes, Gord, and I don't know about Bergeron, but they played a lot. And I think that might pay dividends for the Toronto Maple Leafs being able to move their guys around a lot more.
Now, you're one of those guys. You should guess weights and ages at the exhibition, okay? So Marchand, 23 minutes, 49 seconds, so about 24, like you said. 26 shifts, though, so a little bit on the longer side. He had the most shots at 5. In Bergeron's case, 1903 for Bergeron, the next highest. Oh. Yeah, so Marchand's up there. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Pasternak played 23 minutes. That's the other guy. He played 23 even. And the other with Austin Matthews, he played 17 minutes, 44 seconds, 24 shifts. So, and he had 5 shots on net as well. So he was the leading shot taker for the Leafs. The Leafs were outshot 29-27. But as you call it, and we'll pick it on up Sunday when we, and by the way, Sunday we'll have the live broadcast. Of course, we'll be down there. And it is the Project 91 prolific performer that we look at. And you mentioned about Big Cactus. I don't know if that would have been the guy tonight that you would have been looking at, but you know, you needed someone to be prolific. And as you said earlier, Austin Matthews had that presence.
He really did. He's been the difference in the last couple of hockey games for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And when he's getting on the board, I always talk about getting results. When you're an offensive dynamo like he is, when you get results, you help your team win. And he was evident tonight in that category. He stepped up. He made some good defensive plays, moving the pucks up to even to on the other goal to Morgan Rielly. Does a great defensive job, moves it up, ends up plus 2, which we've kind of been harping on him a bit this year to get his plus minus up. He did that tonight. But he was a presence out there at both ends. And like I said, I really, really enjoyed the moment it was the second period. He was behind the net with Vasilijev Chara, and they had a little battle. His helmet came off. He gave him a swat back. I like when he's engaged like that. And like you said, it paid dividends tonight. Austin Matthews was the difference on the offense for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Freddie, again, had a solid game and kept. And the really amazing thing about Freddie tonight was his rebound control. I mean, there was nothing to look at. Once a shot was on him, he smothered it, he ate it up. But again, give the Toronto Maple Leafs defense credit to Nikita Zaitsev, Jake Muzzin, Morgan Rielly. I mean, right down across the board, even Dermott, he did some special things tonight. So I think that's a difference in the game, and it's going to be a huge Game 6 in Toronto. Like I said, again, I can't emphasize it enough. The crowd has to be a factor here to help these Maple Leafs get over this hump in Game 6.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you and Valerie and company get out and enjoy what's going on in Boston? And as mentioned, the chirping should be at a minimum for sure, because Sam McKee here, Dave Cadeau as well, we're all really proud of you tonight. Like, we understand it's been a real difficult journey that you've had since your career ended so abruptly. And, and to get back, and it's great you're on the broadcasting side and now you're up and running and kicking ass and advocating about concussion awareness and all those things. So I know tonight meant a lot to you, and I know as well, like, once a Bruin, always a Bruin, but we appreciate your heart on the media side as well. So you got a little bit of the best of both worlds tonight. So enjoy the rest, and we got a game on Sunday. Okay, pal?
Okay, pal, I really appreciate that, and you said it best there. You know, I'm once a Bruin, always a Bruin, but growing up, I was always a Leafs fan, and they have my heart for sure, and it's tough, and even tonight watching the game, you're cheering, and each time each team is on offense, you're really cheering for both sides, and unfortunately, you know, someone has to win the series, and whether it's the Bruins or the Leafs, I'm going to be proud either way, so I can't wait to be at game number 6 with you guys. Thanks for having me again, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great time. Thanks. Congratulations to Savvy. Mark Savard joining us from Boston. And as mentioned, we didn't know about it. It was a secret. They asked him about, they have somebody who goes out and waves the Bruin flag before. And I guess he got approached before the playoffs even started. And this was his chance to go back. And as he mentioned, it's the first time in 8 years he's been in the building. And on that cheap shot hit that ended his career abruptly, it's been a lot of water under the bridge. So anyway, and to be honest, we get the best of both worlds. He gets to do it. We get him on the show from Boston, which is cool. And we get a Toronto Maple Leaf victory tonight. Wow, was it ever a nerve-wracking game, to say the least. And we'll hear later on from head coach Mike Babcock, maybe Bruce Cassidy as well, from the Boston Bruins side. And we'll hear from many of the Leafs involved in tonight's game. Chris Johnston's also going to join us from Boston as well. I don't think he's waving the flag the next game, but anyway, he'll join us. But not a lot of goals, but it's always great to hear the Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph call of the goals tonight, just 3 in a 2-1 game. Shots on goal in total, 29-27 for the Boston Bruins over the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. It was a kind of game that there weren't a ton of scoring chances, and it was thought that as the first couple of periods came and went, let me just look at the shots on goal by period here. So no scoring in the first two periods. Shots on goal, 7-6. The Leafs outshot the Boston Bruins in period number one. Shots were even 9-9 in the second period. Now we go to period number three. And it was thinking that a big mistake might be what would lead to a goal. But actually, it's an excellent play by the Toronto Maple Leafs after about 51 minutes of action. Here we go.
Long lead pass for Hyman. He is drilled to the boards on the near side, knocking his man down, though. Leafs come up with it with Kapanen. Back to the point, it comes to Muzzin. Muzzin works in, pass across, they score! They score! Auston Matthews! And the Leafs lead it 1-0!
There you go. Well, thank goodness Joe only has so many of those calls, I think. So there was a challenge by the Boston Bruins, which cost them their timeout, about Zach Hyman bumping Tuukka Rask. But the call on the ice upheld Auston Matthews from Muzzin and Kapanen at the 11:33 mark. And then the Maple Leafs, and I'll tell you, the first minute or so, oh my goodness, I got to say the Boston Bruins were dominating. You think, are you going to give up, or is that goal, tying goal, going to happen that soon? But no, it's the Leafs a little bit after 2 minutes later.
Al Matthews up ahead for Riley. He skates it out at center. Drop pass for Johnsson. Pass across the front. They score! Holy mackerel! Kasperi Kapanen makes it 2-0, and the Leafs have got some breathing room.
13:45 mark, Kasperi Kapanen from Johnsson and Riley. Yes, they have some breathing room, and it was good, but hold on, this will take your breath away.
Krejci around back of the net. Off on the wing, it comes back to Krug at the point. Krug walks to the middle, to Pasternak. Closing in with a pass, scores! David Krejci down near the goal line. And it's 2-1 with 43.4 seconds left.
19:16 mark, David Krejci, that patented Boston Bruin style goal from Pasternak and Krug. And there's just 44 seconds left in the game. And do we have the final call? Okay, yeah. So is this the face-off? Okay, so this is it. 1.2 seconds left. Another icing. I don't know what it was about the Leafs they had. They didn't help their cause with a couple of icings. And this one, 1 second left. They check the video, add 0.2 seconds to the clock. So an offensive zone face-off for the Bruins with 1.2 seconds left, down 2-1. What can happen in 1.2 seconds left?
Here's Tavares and Bergeron, the draw scrum, the shot stopped by Anderson. The game is over. The Toronto Maple Leafs got it out. There's no collapse in the third period this time. The Leafs win it by a score of 2-1.
Yeah, that was the final score, but boy, oh boy, a shot on goal from the faceoff. Freddie had to make one more save. And anyway, they hang on for the 2-1 win. Shots on goal in the third period of play, 14-11 for the 14-11 for the Boston Bruins. So they outshoot the Maple Leafs 29-27. But in the all-important category of the score, it is 2-1, the Leafs over the Bruins. The Toronto Maple Leafs take a 3-2 lead in their best 4 out of 7 first-round Stanley Cup playoff series. And they will play 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, game number 6. Chris Johnson will join us in a few minutes' time, but let's first hear from Maple Leaf head coach Mike Babcock. Like we do, a little bit different because there's a central podium and how questions are asked in the playoffs, but here's the Maple Leaf coach after their 2-1 win.
Mike, just hear your thoughts on the defensive effort tonight, and I'm sure you probably always thought this team has had it in them, but they came to play tonight and were so calm and patient when they didn't have the puck.
Well, I think we come to play most every night, to be honest with you. That's how you become a good team in the league. We're playing a really good team. I thought we played well tonight defensively. I mean, the ice was tough. Boy, holy, it was humid in the building, and the ice was tough. But I thought our guys just kept grinding, stayed patient, and didn't get in our own way tonight. And in the end, we got good goaltending, good specialty teams, and won a game.
Mike, while that review was going on, how confident were you that it would stand up and be a goal?
You know, I didn't know because you know how things are, right? Like, you don't know, you never know. So, you know, obviously it was a good goal. It was a good play. We scored a good goal. It's nice when it counts. But you got to be ready if it doesn't go your way either. So that's all we talked about. Let's be ready for the next shift. Let's be ready to go.
Mike, what improvements have you seen in Austin's 200-foot game, and how is that, especially at playoff time, translated into some of the offense and production?
Well, I thought tonight in particular, this was his best 200-footer of the playoffs. He was outstanding. He was involved in so many breakouts. He was there available for the D on that goal. The Cappy scores, he's right there for the D. He makes the play coming out of D zone. Like, people just think because you're a good player, you know how to do that. You don't know how to do that because you don't have to do that when you're a kid. And so you got to learn how to do it, and then you got to learn how to do it tonight between John and him and everybody. 37 is a real player with 63 and 88 or whoever's with him. So I thought he played great. I was impressed with him and I'm proud for him. He should feel good about himself.
Coach, you mentioned Cappy today, that you thought he was playing really well even though he wasn't scoring. How good do you feel for him the night he had as well?
Well, that's a huge goal for him, but if you go through Cappy's life, he's found a way to score big goals in his life anyway. You know, Cappy's got he's got a swagger about him. He's got some confidence, and it's real important. But it doesn't matter who you are. At times when it's not going as good, you question yourself a little bit. That's what the National Hockey League's about. It takes your confidence away at times, and you just got to keep grinding. I thought he was great tonight.
Mike, what will you stress off tonight for Game 6 and Sunday and telling your guys you can
close? I'll watch the tape, and then I'll decide. You know, so obviously the hardest game to win is the fourth game. They put the other team out, especially a proud group of guys. It's something that we haven't been able to do in the last 3 years. I don't think we should have probably even been in the playoffs 2 years or 3 years ago, but I mean, we got there. Now it's the process of learning how to do this, and that's all part of growing your group. It's not easy, and as you can see in the league, it's not easy, and we'll get prepared to really push.
It was a big day for Jake Muzzin yesterday, his wife having a baby. How did you think he played, given probably what his last 24 hours have been like?
Well, I thought it was great. I was talking to his bride the other night there, and she was just matter of fact about having the baby, he'll be there on time. He'll be ready to play. Like, there was no, she's got family around her. It's great. Now, obviously, he's a big part of our team. I thought him and Z were real strong for us here tonight. They got a tough matchup, but did a good job. And, you know, they welcomed Luna there into the world, and good for them.
Mike, just about Freddie tonight, just looked as calm as he did in game one. Is that what he has to be like to?
Well, for sure. No, I didn't think, you know, there wasn't a lot of chances for a lot of the game, but he was real solid on his chances and had a real bounce back from the other night. And, you know, no different than our team. You don't want to give up lots of goals when you're a goalie, and this was a good night for him. I thought he made some good saves.
Toronto Maple Leaf head coach Mike Babcock, and we will hear from some of the guys he talked about. This was the best 200-foot game for Auston Matthews. We'll hear from him. Zach Hyman as well. Boy, has he been involved in so many elements. This has been his kind of series against the Boston Bruins. So we'll hear a lot of the players tonight. Again, it was a 2-1 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Boston Bruins. Leafs Nation postgame, Gord Stelic, Mark Savard joined us a little earlier from Boston. Of course, we will both be at Scotiabank Arena on Sunday afternoon when we have the game, the action going on between the Toronto Maple Leafs, Boston Bruins, a rare afternoon game, game six. And in a bit after Chris, I'll give you a little history from our buddy Steve Fellin, who's a stats whiz here, about afternoon playoff games for the Toronto Maple Leafs and how they have fared in those. He did throw one out there that the last time the Maple Leafs played on Good Friday, it was Friday, obviously, Friday the 13th of all things, April 13th, 2001, so 18 years ago, and it was the first round series against the Ottawa Senators, and predictably the Leafs won, but it went to overtime. It was 0-0, and Matt Sundin scored in overtime, and the Maple Leafs beat the Ottawa Senators on that Good Friday 18 years ago by a 1-0 score in their first round series, a game on an overtime goal by Matt Sundin. Didn't go to overtime tonight. As a matter of fact, no games have gone to overtime so far, but a big 2-1 win for the Leafs over the Boston Bruins. And joining us from Boston as well, Chris Johnston from Sportsnet, sportsnet.ca, and Hockey Night in Canada. Quite a night, Chris.
Yeah, it was, a really big game for this new generation of Leafs players. You know, probably the biggest they've played. I thought that they met the moment well in terms of just, you know, not chasing offense, not getting impatient as the night went along and there weren't a lot of chances there. You know, keeping their composure when Boston got three power plays through 40 minutes. And, you know, they hadn't yet received one at that stage. And that's just a huge, huge moment for Auston Matthews, who, I think took his game to another level all over the ice tonight. He had to go head-to-head with Bergeron's line more than he had prior to Game 5. And, you know, he was a rock for the Leafs and, you know, managed to get free for a nice Jake Muzzin pass for what, you know, might be the biggest goal of his career to this point.
Yeah, and of course, we heard some of your questions in the Mike Babcock press conference, and we'll hear from a lot of those players. And one was Auston Matthews, he singled out. But man, oh man, Jake Muzzin, for the joys of childbirth and all that, I am saying this very much tongue-in-cheek, but do you think every Leaf player can arrange to have a baby born the rest of the playoffs if this is, and then come and play a few hours later if this is what you're going to get out of Jake Muzzin?
It's amazing. That dad's strength seems to be a real thing. You know, we've seen it in other sports when guys go through something well. And, you know, obviously it was Jake's wife that did most of the work there. But, you know, he got in late yesterday after they welcomed their baby daughter into the world. And I'm sure he had a lot of emotions and things running through his mind. Didn't sleep well, but still managed, along with Nikita Zaitsev, to, you know, do a really good job of keeping the Leafs, not giving up too much in their own zone. They didn't get hemmed in too often. This is a tough building to come play in. It's one thing to play that sort of game at home, but it's a little different to do it on the road in a place where, frankly, they were bullied here the last game, game two, and had a real tough time that night. And, you know, Jake Muzzin, give him credit for, really rising to the occasion, I think, throughout this series, but especially today, faking the slap shot and finding Matthews. And, it was a gutty win, a gutsy win. And what an opportunity this young team has now. Going back to Toronto with a chance to win a playoff series.
Well, you know, we enjoy talking to you after every Leaf game. So the road games, just as you mentioned, you know, game one was speed kills. The Toronto Maple Leafs got to exhibit. Like you said, game two, they were physically manhandled. What would be your phrase for game three?
Safe as death. You know, I think when the Bruins review this game, you know, they're probably not going to be satisfied with, you know, how passive they were, how they didn't take the game to Toronto. I understand, you know, obviously the Leafs' speed is a threat to them, the stretch passes, those types of things. But, you know, having a game like this on home ice, I mean, to me, they got to come out and get the crowd into it and throw some hits and you know, push the pace a little bit. And, you know, I think that they were done in a little bit by being passive with their approach. It was, you know, obviously very close. And I don't want to be too hard on them because, you know, this series has essentially been a coin flip to this point. When you look at the traditional stats like shots on goal, you know, basically being a dead heat, even strength goals, more or less a dead heat, you know, the underlying numbers. I mean, this is still very much not over for sure. But I do think that, you know, sometimes a playoff series is about really sensing the moment and knowing when you have your opportunity. And for Boston, you know, getting the split at Scotiabank Arena, coming here, only needing to win games at home to win the series and move on to round two, you know, I think that they needed a bit more spirit or fight or just a maybe aggressive mindset in this game. And, you know, I think they allowed the Leafs to hang around and do what they did.
You know, and again, I'm not going to complain about the officiating. I'll let Joe Bowen do that. I'm saying, again, Kitty. But, I mean, last time they got a penalty early and they didn't kill him. They were two for two, killing penalties. So I thought it was a chintzy first call against Zach Hyman, but that's what happens. There's calls. I wasn't big on the call like that for either team, but they killed penalties. And that's the bottom line. Whatever card you're dealt, you got to go out, and your special teams had failed you last game, and this time they weren't allowing those glorious scoring chances. And, well, although that first penalty, they had a tough moment there, but they killed him off, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and let's give Freddie Anderson an assist there. I mean, you know, I thought probably in the second period, there was some goalie kill action in there. I mean, there was some chances on him, some shots, traffic, you know, that sort of thing. And he managed to shut the door. So, you know, some of it was, I think, you know, looking at what Boston did and, you know, having a fresh approach to the penalty kill. But, you know, you also need your goaltender for the times there are breakdowns. The other team makes a great play. So, you know, I think Freddie Anderson played a role in them getting back on track in that area. And, you know, it's the difference in this game. You know, even though the Leafs didn't score on the one power play they ended up getting, I mean, it easily could have been another specialty teams game where Toronto had a slight edge at even strength, but you know, came out on the wrong end of that battle and lost the game. So, you know, it was a full team effort, you know, right through. And you know, the Leafs are growing up to our eyes a little bit, Gord. That, you know, that's the way I feel watching them. I just thought this was, they were in total control. We didn't see them play defense like this or a commitment all over the ice, right through the lineup, you know, at any point this season. They've stepped it up in the playoffs, which you need to do if you want to play more than a week or two. And, you know, they put themselves in a great position now to play on this spring. And look around the playoff bracket. I mean, if they get past this round, there's a lot of opportunity out there for them to have a long playoff run.
Yeah, and by the way, Colorado just scored Tyson Barrie, so they're leading Calgary 1-0 to talk about the weird, wacky, wild world of Stanley Cup playoff action that's going on so far. Trying to think of a couple of other things that went on tonight. I look at different players, and the fourth line doesn't get a lot of minutes, but, man, it's an effective line. Like Tyler Ennis, for 6 minutes, 15 seconds of ice time. And you know, we can't have it both ways. Say you got to use your big players more and then say you got to use the fourth line more. So I'm okay with it. But that is really time well spent.
Well, and yeah, and he had six shifts through two periods. And one of them was the play where he, you know, drove wide and got in alone and had a real good chance on Tuukka Rask. I mean, this is all you can ask for from these guys. And, you know, it's a benefit to even for as little as they play that, there appears to be a real trust level there with Mike Babcock that when he throws them out, they're going to, you know, create that energy and, you know, make things difficult on the opposing defenders. I mean, it just seems like they've been in the offensive zone, you know, 80% of the time they've had their limited shifts in this series. And you know, even though they're not big physical guys, even Freddie Gauthier, who has the size, but doesn't really use it in that way. I feel like they make guys like Chara uncomfortable just because they're pretty relentless. We saw Ennis go at Chara last game and then knock him over down the corner. Moore did the same in game one. And so, you know, they've really done a nice job, I think, for the Leafs. And, you know, you might see more tinkering if Nazem Kadri was in the series. I think a lot of the reason the wingers have stayed where they are is that, you know, Mike Babcock really likes the security of having Patrick Marleau with William Nylander playing center. It just means if he's kicked out of an important draw, you know, Marleau can step in there. If they get hemmed in their zone, there's a little bit more confidence, I think, from the coach. I mean, if that line's only job was to try and score, you know, Trevor Moore and Tyler Ennis would probably make a little bit more sense with William Nylander. But, you know, right now, the Leafs are trying to protect themselves. And, you know, it's hard to argue. I mean, to me, Kasperi Kapanen was probably the one guy in the series from Toronto's standpoint I had some questions about. And, you know, he played well here tonight along, you know, with his line, as I mentioned earlier, and came up with a big goal. So, you know, he answered, you know, some of that concern.
Just before I let you go, and obviously the Bruins get some momentum at the end, which maybe we'll have to watch out for Sunday afternoon because the Leafs got momentum at the end of Game 4, and that seemed to put them in good stead. And maybe you talked to him or not, but for our buddy Mark Savard, this thing kind of got set up quietly. And I know he is on the Leaf side professionally, and he's a big Leaf fan that way, but it's been a long journey for him, and this sort of was closure in a lot of ways. He said he hadn't been there in 8 years, so it was nice to see him, you know, get that kind of acknowledgement and get to go back after his career ended so abruptly, and then talk to him and talk to you afterwards with the Leaf win.
Well, yeah, and Savvy got a great ovation from the crowd. You know, pretty evident that he left a strong impression on the people in Boston first time with the Bruins. I think that he earned a lot of respect, not just in Boston, but obviously with this fan base, with the way he came back from his concussions and, you know, scored an overtime winning goal and threw a stick into the crowd, pretty famous shot. You know, he was a guy who loved wearing the black and gold while he was here, and, you know, pretty cool to see him get that honor. But I must say that you owe it to everyone who listens to us regularly, Gord, to needle him a little bit the next time he's in the chair beside you, because he picked the Bruins in 5 in this series, and here we are at game 5 in which he's attending, and the Leafs have a 3-2 lead. So he didn't have much faith in the Leafs' ability to win this series, and lo and behold, you know, it might be an Easter Sunday where we're watching this team win its first playoff series since 2004.
Yeah, we'll make him eat turkey on Sunday. Yeah, there's no shortage of needling, as you know, when we always are Savvy's involved or we're involved. So, hey, Chris, appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you down at Scotiabank Arena because we'll be there for the game on Sunday. And, well, I guess there really is no holiday, but all the best to you and your family.
Well, it's always a holiday when you don't have to work for a living. I appreciate the chance to do this, and what an awesome game tonight. Look forward to seeing you, Gord.
Chris Johnson joining us, Sportsnet, sportsnet.ca, Hockey Night in Canada. And we want to hear from some of the principals involved in tonight's game. We talked about Austin Matthews. You heard the comments earlier from Mike Babcock, the best 200-foot game he's played in the playoff. He did have a good playoff against Washington. You know, that kind of gets forgotten because last year was so disappointing. So this would have to be, let's just say, his best playoff game against the Boston Bruins. So game number 12 against the Boston Bruins. This is Austin Matthews' best game. He came up with a goal. He was +2. He had 5 shots on net, 17 minutes, 44 seconds. The big cactus was the big cactus. Here he is after the 2-1 win.
Austin, just your thoughts after the puck goes in and then they're reviewing. What's going through your mind through all that?
I mean, been through it a couple times the last couple years, so I don't know, just I guess you always just hope for the best. And, I mean, I never really got a good look at it, but, you know, fortunate that, I mean, they called it a good goal, so, you know, you'll take it.
In such a big moment in a tight game like that, what did that feel like to finally break through and score for the team?
I mean, it was huge. I thought our line, you know, we had really good lucks tonight. You know, we forechecked well. I thought we broke out probably our best game of the series as far as breaking the puck out cleanly and just communicating, coming out of our zone. So, you know, it's nice to just be rewarded, I guess. I thought we stuck with it. I thought both teams played pretty well defensively. There really wasn't much going on the first couple periods. It was just kind of back and forth with, you know, not much substance. So nice to break through. And then obviously another big goal by Cappy there a couple minutes later.
Austin, let's get a few thoughts on the defensive execution and probably the team's best defensive game of the year. And what led to it? What led you guys to be so calm and patient tonight?
I mean, I think it just makes everything easier when we communicate. I thought that was the biggest thing. When we're just talking, working things out together, just working as a five-man unit instead of all being on our, you know, on our different programs. So I thought that was the biggest thing. And you know, when we're breaking out clean like that and attacking the opposing team with our speed and skill, I think it's we make it hard on them. So as well as just taking care of the puck, especially in the neutral zone. So when we're just doing all those things, just kind of doing things right like that, I think it makes it tough for them to defend.
I imagine on Sunday when you can eliminate the Bruins, you're going to have to be as close to that, if not better than that, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to regroup, take the good and bad from this game, move on, and get ready for game six on Sunday. We got an opportunity to close out the series in our ranks, so we're excited. We got to be ready to go, and you know, we know the atmosphere is going to be amazing there, so we're looking forward to it.
Austin, just comment on the way Jake sold that slap shot and opened that shot up for you.
That was an amazing play. You know, it was, you know, they do a good job just keeping five guys kind of in tight, and I just try to kind of find an open space. And like you said, I mean, he made an unbelievable pass to me there, and I was just trying to get the puck on that and was able to get it through.
Austin, just maybe a word on Cappy, who's obviously been struggling to put the puck in the net, 3 points in 19 games and gets that goal. You know, played a great game alongside you. Just a lot on his play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to help his confidence. You know, when you kind of go through, you know, what you said, it's frustrating, and you know, you get a couple points, you finally put the puck in the net, it's a good feeling. You kind of get a little bit of extra jump in your step, and I mean, that's huge for us. It's huge for our line because he's a big part of it and a big part of this team. And you know, obviously his goal was massive for us tonight.
Austin, how much of you playing more of a 200-foot game has translated into the offense for you and kind of carried that confidence that way?
I mean, I think that's been huge for me, and you know, tonight, you know, I thought, like I said, all five guys, we were working as a five-man unit and breaking out clean, just being in a good spot for the D and communicating. I think that's the biggest thing is letting them know you're there and being in a spot where they can get you the puck. And you know, for myself, I want the puck as much as possible, and you know, when I in a good position and getting it and moving it, and I think it just kind of gets all of us going, and we're playing in the offensive zone.
Austin, when you had your head down during the review of your goal, were you just not wanting to look at what the ref did there, or what was going through your mind?
Well, I was just praying that they're going to call it a good goal. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot going through your mind there. I haven't had the best of luck as far as those go, I think, in my career, so it's nice to kind of get one back, and I mean, I'll take one in the playoffs you know, any day of the week besides the, you know, instead of the regular season. So just fortunate.
Yeah, Austin Matthews has had some tough breaks that way about goals being called back, but it didn't happen tonight. That one was upheld. And Zach Hyman, let's hear from Zach Hyman. An effective game tonight, boy oh boy. 19 minutes 29 seconds. He had four shots on net. He has been a great playoff performer. Here's Zach Hyman after the 2-1 win.
Zach, you're one step closer. What stood out about a total team victory here tonight from your perspective?
Yeah, you said it best, total team victory for sure. Guys were battling. We wanted this one. And it took a full 60 to get it done, but we got it done.
Zach, describe how it felt there when they were...
Sorry?
Describe how it felt when they were viewing Austin's goal and what was going through your mind.
I don't know. I mean, you never know when it goes to a review. Luckily, we were on the right side of things. I didn't watch it. I didn't want to watch it, but I'm just happy they counted it.
Was that as good a full team effort in terms of defensive game plan and back checking as maybe this year?
Yeah, it's up there for sure. And obviously, when we needed it. So we'll take that one for sure, and hopefully, we can bottle that.
What did you feel on the goal? Like on Austin's goal, did you feel any contact with?
I don't know. I think I was battling. I don't know who I was battling in the front of the net with. And I think I might have gotten bumped into him, but I don't think it caused, you know, much of anything on it. But I didn't see the replay, like I said, so I don't really know. But I thought it was a good goal on the ice, and then it stood. So. Yeah, there wasn't much either way, obviously. They hit a crossbar pretty early in the second. And then we put two in, and they got one on the 6-on-5. So it was a tight game. There wasn't much give, and you know, we're happy we got the first one and helped us. Yeah, it's huge bounce back for a penalty kill. So we needed that. We talked about it before. We talked about that we needed to get back on track, and we got back on track.
How important is it not to come back here?
I mean, you want to take care of business and at home ice, so we got that on Sunday.
What else would you do in game six that you guys didn't
do at home? Play like we did today. I mean, play the right way. When we don't turn the puck over and we play fast and we play our game, we're a hard team to beat, and I don't think we turned it over much today. I thought we got it behind them. I thought we worked them and, you know, got our chances. And it's a tight game both ways. There weren't many chances. When we got ours, we buried them. I mean, he's an elite player. It's what you want from Austin, I guess. You know, I think that he's scored 3 games in a row now, so he's finding his groove in the playoffs, which is great for us, and we need him. So it's, that's what you get when you get him. So.
Has mental discipline been important to hang on to, considering, you know, imbalance and penalties early on in the game like this?
Yeah.
Maybe in a couple times throughout the
series? Oh, yeah. It's an emotional series. It's an emotional game. So you can get caught up in it, but you just got to keep a level head. Know that it'll probably end up balancing it out, and just keep playing hard. And when you're playing hard, you draw penalties the other way.
There you got it. Zach Hyman. Man, what a solid game, except going for the empty netter at the end and causing the icing. But it all worked out. Sam McKee's still shaking his head. We shook our heads together. Man, what a great game. What a great game. But they made it, and give the Bruins credit. It's the way it goes. It was such a nail-biter at the end. But all kinds of accolades and praise heaped on him by head coach Mike Babcock. Mark Savard, when he joined us earlier, same thing. And as well, Chris Johnston. Jake Muzzin, okay, becomes a father, welcomes a new child. Now, fathers do have the easy part of delivery. Yes, we understand that. But still, what a whirlwind period of time. He joined the team a little bit on the late side. And he goes out and has a game, and he gets an assist. And it is not just, it is a highlight reel assist. It's an assist of someone who's vying for the Hart Trophy or the Art Ross Trophy, that kind of thing. And it was very much needed on that goal by Austin Matthews. He played 22 minutes and 3 seconds. No shots on net, Jay. Come on. You could have had a couple of shots on net. That's the one thing. You got a great shot. We're glad you passed on that play to Austin Matthews, but you got a great shot. Wow, what a performance. And here he is after the 2-1 win, Jake Muzzin.
Jake, is the opportunity to get on the board opens up for you, maybe thinking shot at least, sort of
yeah.
In that way and then spotting Austin?
Yeah, first thought is always pretty much shoot. But then I saw some ice and just took it and then saw Matt's open up. So good play by him opening up. He's I said earlier he's a big guy, so when he opens, you see him out of the corner of your eye. So and great finish by him.
What are you thinking during the review?
Pardon me?
What are you thinking during just the review?
The review of the game? Of the goal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when they challenge it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. please go in. Like, no goaltender interference. And we got one there, so I will take it.
Jake, we played in a lot of tight games. Is this one of those games where it kind of felt like first team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was tight checking through the first two. You know, a few breakdowns here and there, but for the most part, a lot of pucks on the walls, you know, and just playing safe really from both teams. So a couple penalty kills were good. And then you just waiting for one breakdown kind of here or there to capitalize. And we're fortunate enough to capitalize tonight on them.
You described the last 24 hours both here and at home.
Mm-hmm. It's been crazy. I don't recommend having a baby in playoffs. So, but hey, that's the way it worked, and I'm grateful for the win tonight, and most importantly, the health and happiness of my wife and my new girl. So exciting times.
So you went out there tonight, obviously on a high for many reasons.
Yeah, I was. You know, I try not to get too pumped up, or you know, I wanted to stay within myself, and you know, I was able to, for the most part, be okay with it.
What's her name?
Luna.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
How much do you sleep?
Not much.
Travis Dermott's play on the 2-on-1 and just...
Yeah, great slide.
Yeah.
Taking away... Making him make a play before he wants to, I think, is a crucial play on the 2-on-1, and he did a textbook slide there.
What's it say about the maturity of a rather inexperienced group to play in this type of game and have the discipline and see it through?
It's just... We have some veteran guys in here that kind of calm things down. We have Fred and Ned who calms things down, and then we let the young guys play and you know, they're just having fun and playing hard, and it's a great it's a great time to play. Everyone wants to play in these games, and if you go out and have fun and work hard, I mean, you're going to play your better games. So, and I think the young guys did a good job with that.
Further to that, killing three penalties early.
Yeah.
In a road game.
Yeah, crucial. Special teams is important, and you know, we did our penalty kill. We needed to do a better job on our PK, and we did that tonight.
Of your games with Elise, where does that rank in terms of defensive responsibility from end to end?
Yeah, it's, you know, I just told myself, just shut down every line you're up against. Just simplify it and try to be a shutdown guy today. And especially with all the stuff going on, just simplify it and do that. And we were able to do that.
Felt like everyone did that.
Yeah. And we needed everyone to, both teams were, it was a tight checking game. So it was, like I said earlier, waiting for one breakdown and, you know, whoever we capitalized on our first one.
There you go, Jake Muzzin. Boy, oh boy, like we said, a whirlwind day or so for him. Welcomes a new daughter and then goes out and kicks ass for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. Just a solid game on D. And one more, we'll throw in Kasperi Kapanen. We don't hear from him all that often, and he gets the big, what turns out to be the game-winning goal. He had a goal and assist. He was plus two. Three shots on net, 15 minutes, 56 seconds of ice time. Here is Kasperi Kapanen after tonight's 2-1 win.
Describe a sense of relief, a sense of accomplishment when you're able to score, given how hard you've worked in the series.
Yeah, obviously it feels good. You know, at the same time, I think our whole line played a really, really solid game throughout, and sort of the team. You know, all four lines were going, but you know, Johnny gave me a great pass, and you know, it was an empty net, and it was a great feeling for sure.
The puck hasn't been going in for you after the shorthanded breakaway. What was the frustration like?
I mean, it's obviously a little bit of frustration. I think, you know, if I actually miss the net, you know, that's my fault. But, you know, the ice conditions here aren't the best, and it just exploded off my sticks. So that, you know, that's a little frustrating. But, you know, I was just trying to tell myself to, you know, stick with it, and, you know, good things will happen.
What were you thinking during the goal review for Austin's goal?
I was just praying. I was just praying that it was a goal. And you know, he's a guy who's had some bad luck with those. And but you know, we were happy that it went in.
How different does this series feel from what happened last year against the Bruins?
In a way, it feels pretty different. In a way, it doesn't. I think just this year we're more prepared and we're playing better. Simple as that. They got a great team, and we got to be careful with a lot of their guys, their skill guys, but. This year, I think, you know, defensively, we've been doing a better job, and especially today, you know, a big game going back home for game six, and you know, opportunity to take it home is it's huge. So team's been playing pretty well.
Just how much has the addition of Jake Muzzin improved the defense?
A lot. Obviously, he's one of our you know, better D-men, top D-men, and you know, he's a big body out there. He hits and he shoots the puck well and he moves it. So. He's been key for us.
It's been a crazy 48 hours for him becoming a father yesterday. What's it say about him that he was able to do that tonight?
It just tells you he's a veteran guy. Obviously, you know, getting your firstborn is huge and you know, memorable thing. And but you know, at the same time, you gotta kind of switch the dad mode off and come back. And you know, I don't know if he got the sleep that he wanted, but he played phenomenal today. So you know, it was good to see.
Yes, very.
I think we did a better job of that today. You know, hasn't been too bad throughout the series, but today we did a better job, and I think you know, big part of that was you know, Austin just battling down low and being a big force down there. So it was a good feeling.
What was the key to the improvements on the penalty kill tonight?
It was very key. We knew we were going to take you know, maybe a couple of penalties, and we needed to survive. We can't let them you know, keep scoring. And today, I think, you know, they move the puck around, they're going to get chances because they're a good team. That's going to happen. But I think, you know, the worst ones we took away, and we just battled, and you know, it was really good to see. Yeah, for sure. At least in this series, I think you know. We're a good defensive team, but at the same time, when we keep it in their zone and we keep the pressure over there, we don't have to defend, and I think that's kind of the identity of our team. So I think we're doing a good job of that today, and we just got to keep doing that Sunday.
There we go. And we don't hear much from Kasperi Kapanen, but they're a solid game for him, the game-winning goal. And just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. So I was just going to bring ugly news for Calgary Flame fans. It gets a bit better as they just narrowed the margin to 2-1, but unbelievably, on goals by Tyson Barrie and then Mikko Rantanen. The Colorado Avalanche had a 2-0 lead. Johnny Gaudreau had a penalty shot and didn't score on the penalty shot. He also had a clear-cut breakaway that he just shot wide and actually led to, as often happens, the rush going the other way that led to Rantanen's goal. But they've just scored to cut the margin to 2-1. That's the score tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Boston Bruins by a score of 2-1. They take a 3-2 lead in their best 4 out of 7 game playoff series. Next game 6 is Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. start. And, of course, we will have the action for you on our Sportsnet radio network. So we'll let you know exactly where we'll be and all that. But we will be down at Scotiabank Arena. Gord Stellick, Mark Savard, and, of course, producer Sam McKee. And we'll have the play-by-play call from Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. A great night for Leaf Nation. A 2-1 win over the Boston Bruins. You've been listening to Leaf Nation. Gord Stellick, Mark Savard, producer Sam McKee on sportsnet.ca/590.